Welcome back to We Are No Experts. I'm your host, Jonathan Hamilton.
I'm your other host, Jim Martin.
And what is this, 56?
Oh, man, I have no idea.
I think that sounds right.
That sounds about right.
The only reason I ask is because we have a follow-up email from a listener on episode 54,
aka We're Snow Experts.
We're Snow Experts. Yeah. That's right. Ryan writes in, "Hey, guys, I thought I'd write in with a bit of parental opinion on this episode. I only have two comments. Here's the first comment. Family bathrooms should absolutely be reserved for families. If you've ever tried to change a baby or deal with a toddler's bathroom weirdness and then also try to use the bathroom yourself, you will realize how vital the family bathroom is, especially at an airport. It should never be used by anyone else. My son is 9 now, and we will never use it again because we have no need for it, and tons of empathy for parents of littles." Jim, your response?
Well, it's always good to hear from an actual expert.
Yes.
So I appreciate it. It's always nice to hear from anybody, actually.
And by the way, if you want to share your opinions, mailbag at noexpertspodcast.com.
Yeah, exactly. And or even better yet, if you want to share your ideas for content.
Even better.
Yeah.
But your response, though.
Yeah, no, that's it, really. Like, thanks for writing in, and it's good to hear. As the show says, we're not experts, so we don't know better. But I think we tended to fall on that side of that anyway.
Of not using it.
Yeah, because it just seems like the right thing.
Yeah.
And usually we do get to the bottom of it. I feel like most times we end up, I don't know, if there is a right or wrong answer, I think we're on the right side.
I hope so. Well, at least for questions of morality.
Yeah, right. Not for questions about how cars work. We still don't know that.
And number two, reserved parking spaces for expectant mothers are bullshit. As a man, I wasn't sure I should make this claim, but I asked my wife and she agreed they shouldn't exist. It gets tricky on wording here, though, because if it's for new parents or parents of small children, then I will have a little more tolerance for them. It sucks going to the grocery store with a baby or toddler and having a dedicated spot to make my life slightly easier would have been cool. Not necessary like the family bathrooms, but it would have helped. And I think the quibble there, if I may speak for Ryan here, expectant mothers, you don't actually have a kid yet. You're just gravid. You're just swollen. You're just, maybe it's harder to get around, but it's not as big of a hassle maybe as actually taking a child on the outside in with you.
Look, I've never walked a mile, let alone a step in their shoes.
Let alone the 20 yards to the grocery store.
So I can't say how easy or hard it is. Look, there's probably a big difference between being, you know, in your first trimester versus your third, and the pregnant ladies that I've seen that are further along in pregnancy, it does not look comfortable. And so, yeah. Also, unless you explicitly don't want your email read, it's going to get read. So say that you don't.
At least it'll get read until we get to a point where we can't handle the volume of incoming messages.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. We don't even have an intern to manage that sort of thing. So
we all don't of get these... paid. How are we going to?
Well, neither would an intern.
Well, right. Yeah. We are the interns.
That's right. So thanks again, Ryan, for writing in, and that email address, for the rest of you, No Experts Podcast, wait, that's not right. Mailbag at noexpertspodcast.com, or you can tweet at us at noexpertspod. There's our correspondence for the most part. We do have one minor thing to come back around to maybe later in the episode. We'll save that for later. But we're here to talk about something, and we're actually getting to it before the 5-minute mark. And what is Jim?
It's because it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. So I was just thinking the other day, what would I do if I ran into a Bigfoot?
As in the monster truck?
No, that's great though. I didn't even think about that. that would be fantastic. Not ran into it like on the road, but if no. I get a chance to drive it, that's a different topic. So thanks for that one. No, like as in a Yeti. Bigfoot's a Yeti, right? Or is a Yeti an abominable snowman?
A Yeti is an abominable snowman. I can't say that word. Bigfoot is a Sasquatch.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Yeah. So a Sasquatch.
But it's like basically the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
Except one lives in the woods and the other one lives in like the cold mountains.
Right, exactly.
The Himalayas.
If it was Mortal Kombat, the Bigfoot would be one color And then the Yeti would be the same thing, but a different color.
You're splitting Scorpion versus Sub-Zero hairs here.
It's a what they call a palette swap.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, that type of Bigfoot. If you ran into one, and we're not going to, let's not waste too much time on the whole preface thing here. You're walking in the woods. Why? I don't know. It doesn't matter. You want to go on a hike. Who cares? You're in the woods because it wouldn't make sense for a Bigfoot to be in the city. Also, it's going to make a big difference that you're alone. There's not other witnesses.
Yeah.
I want to say you see it before it sees you. So you get a chance to like duck behind a bush or something and kind of observe it from a safe distance, but a close enough distance that you can see it. There's no question in your mind. It's nothing else. It looks like fucking Harry from Harry and the Hendersons or that grainy ass old Bigfoot video where you see the guy. It's a fucking Bigfoot. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Like there's no question about this. What do you do? It's that open-ended.
Wow. Well, obviously you take out your phone and you start recording a video, right?
Yeah, right. You do. Yeah, of course.
But suppose you don't have your phone.
Well, let's stick with you do.
Okay. You have your phone. Of course I'm recording video of it, right?
Yeah.
Because this is incredible. Like people have wondered about this. People have hunted this thing, or I shouldn't say hunted, searched for this thing. Mm-hmm. Although I guarantee you some piece of shit has wanted to hunt a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's an incredible discovery. This previously unknown hominid species, this creature of legend, right? Of course you want to document it. You want to be able to be the one who says, yeah, it was me. I got the footage, right? Amazing.
Do you though? So we're going there quickly.
Oh, wow.
And that's, so let's say you get, you know, quality footage of this. Do you, you're saying you're gonna, when you get home safely home, the Bigfoot doesn't kill you. there's so many angles to go here. You get home. Do you upload that straight to YouTube? Do you hang on to it? Do you try to make money off of it by selling it to the highest bidder?
Well, okay. So this is something I hadn't considered, and you're absolutely right. If I get, oh, by the way, you're probably hearing some noise. There's been roofers working for the past 2 weeks or so. I think I mentioned that on an earlier episode. And there's also a cockatoo downstairs screaming because we're pet sitting for my friend Brett. So sorry about that if it's distracting. But anyway, I didn't even consider that angle, which was if I release that video, what's going to happen? People are going to flood the area where I took it looking to see it for themselves or to capture it or God forbid kill it.
Yep.
And that's going to be not just disruptive to the creature, but all the wildlife in the area as well as the people who live there.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Maybe I take the video just so I have a memento that it happened, but I sit on it.
Yeah, you definitely take the video. There's no question.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course you take the video because you're going to want to look at it later. And you might even show it to one or two, you know, special people, right?
Yeah, the founding members of the Monster Hunter Society that I go back and found.
Yeah.
Right?
Great. But do you share, like, so there's those concerns with sharing it with the public, but also even if it's good quality video, there's going to be a lot of people like you're attaching your name to this.
Yeah.
And certainly some people are just going to say you're a loon.
It's a fake. I'm a fraud. Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's not an angle. Like, I'm not going to be personally searching to profit off of proof of Bigfoot's existence, but right?
You could. If you
I guess you could, but there's no real upside there for me, right? It brings a lot of hassle, I think. I don't want the publicity, you know? And I don't want to be responsible for this thing's extinction because, not for nothing, but if there is such a thing as a Bigfoot, it's probably pretty rare and almost certainly endangered at the very least, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. And it's managed to, you know, kind of fly under the radar this long.
Right, right. So it's like,
I'd hate to think I'm the one that brought it down.
Right, yeah. I'm the one who was responsible for the extinction of this, again, not for nothing, but close to human-like species, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like it's a hominid. It's like a giant primate or whatever.
It's the missing link.
Well, I don't know about that.
All right.
Is there still a missing link, by the way? Don't we have all the links?
Yeah, I think we do.
At this point.
I was thinking more like Encino Man.
Oh, that's the second time Encino Man's come up today.
No way, really?
Yeah.
What are the fucking odds of that?
At lunch, I was saying, Cam was telling us about a show, I forget what channel it's on, but apparently it's a show where people from different time periods walk out of the ocean from the past and have to reintegrate into society. And one of them's a cop, and it's like a Viking shield maiden from like the 13th century or whatever. But I swear to God, I thought he was about to say it was a caveman. And I got to talking about how I really want to see a buddy cop movie where one of the cops is a caveman and the other is like a modern day cop. And someone said, well, it sounds like you need to watch the show. And Thomas, who, again, listener, friend of the show, Thomas, was like, no, I think he means more like Encino Man, which, yes, exactly, more like Encino Man.
I would watch, if Encino Man got made into a TV series, I would watch it.
Oh, yeah. You remember Weird Science got made into a TV series.
Yeah, I mean, and all that kinds was a good of movies show. End up getting made into yeah. TV series. Yeah, right. There's probably something right now that...
Oh, Lethal Weapon, right? That was a TV series pretty
yeah.
recently.
Recently, yeah. You're right. Absolutely. So if there was an Encino Man TV series, hell yeah, I'd watch that.
Also, quick sidebar. Someone said that there's no way Encino Man holds up because it's a Pauly Shore movie. And I insisted Whoa. That is not a Pauly Shore movie. Yes, he's in it. Yes, he's playing the weasel character. But it's no Son-in-Law. It's no In the Army Now.
And wait, what am I missing about why that wouldn't hold up?
Well, I think there's probably a lot of homophobic type humor if you go back and look at some of them Pauly Shore movies.
Coming from Pauly Shore?
Well, I mean, coming from in the sense that he was involved in the production of those films, and if he wasn't comfortable with some of that material being in the movie, he probably could have had it left out.
Yeah, okay, so I haven't seen any of those movies in a very long time.
Well, don't bother.
Nothing comes to mind, but that doesn't mean it's not there.
What was the one Son-in-Law where he's working on the farm?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Anyway...
Yeah, that was it.
Back
yeah.
to Bigfoot.
Yeah, shall we? Yeah. Let's get back to Bigfoot. I don't want to waste too much. We could have a whole episode on Pauly Shore.
Probably. Maybe we could get him to guest.
It'd be great.
That would be
we
great.
We have to get our. He's not going to be here in person, so obviously we have to get our call-in quality man. Better.
Come on out to RDU. Have you ever seen that documentary, Pauly Shore is Dead?
No, but you've mentioned it, so I got to watch it. I have to see what platform it's on and figure out how I can watch it.
Yeah, who knows? Just torrent it, whatever. If anyone listening knows how to get legally Pauly Shore is Dead, please hit us up.
It's probably just on Prime. I can watch it when I get home.
Maybe it's on archive.org, man.
Probably not.
Okay, probably not. But anyway, back to Bigfoot. So yeah, I take the video. I probably don't really share it with anyone, or at least I think here's the thing. I think you go about it in kind of an oblique manner where you start putting feelers out to different universities and stuff and say, hey, I think that I may have seen a highly threatened or endangered, possibly even technically extinct species somewhere, and I need to speak to someone who could help verify or identify or help me do the right thing. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think that's even going to get you through to the person you need to talk to?
I guess it depends on how much you're willing to give them up front.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, you got to take something that people are going to pay attention to, like Tasmanian tigers, right? Those things are supposed to be extinct. But if you were like, oh, yeah, I think I saw a fucking Tasmanian tiger and I'm not just a crackpot and here's how, you know, maybe you want to judge whether to listen to me more. Here's, you know, maybe a piece of hair or something like that. I don't know. That's one thing. But obviously you can't really do that much with a Bigfoot video that doesn't give away the gag that it's Bigfoot. Right.
Right. So I'll tell you, there's no way I tell anybody except probably my wife about this. Yeah. And of course I take the video. I'd show her.
Yeah.
I know you're probably like, you're not going to show me the video.
No, I don't blame you.
Yeah. I just don't want to take it out. Like, right. Yeah, I don't think I would tell anybody. Basically. I mean, of course I would tell her, but there's no one else I'm going to tell about this. Like,
well, if
I'm not
going to
show anybody the video, I'm not going to let it sink to the iCloud.
Oh yeah. You're definitely turning on airplane mode when you take that and when you show it to anyone.
Right. Yeah. When you get home, just immediately take it off your memory card and store it somewhere.
But I get it why you wouldn't want to show me, because like, you don't want to endanger anyone else. The CIA would definitely be trying to assassinate Bigfoot and you would just put me in their path, right?
Right. Exactly. You shouldn't. Yeah. It's kind of wrong to tell somebody else about it. And you know, then you have to try to swear that person to secrecy, and that's not a cool thing to do. Hey, don't tell your wife about this. Yeah. Like, yeah, come on, just don't mention it.
So let me ask you this. I think we're in agreement. We'd probably both record it at the very least. Would you try to get its attention or try to communicate it anyway?
Yeah, I was going to mention that too. So after watching it for a little while, I'd probably observe it as long as I can because it'd be fascinating, right? Like,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
If I got the idea that it was like, I don't want to say friendly, but mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
not
easily spooked.
Right. I think I would try to approach it. Yeah.
Do you think a Bigfoot is likely to be intelligent to the degree that you could like greet it and it might understand that you are greeting it? I mean, not speaking English or anything, but like holding your hand up, it would know what that means, or maybe it could intuit what you mean.
I think you'd hopefully gain some idea about that by watching it, right?
Yeah.
Like how, like what it did.
Yeah.
Like if it just kind of like, you know, if you watch a kind of a dumb animal, like a squirrel for a while, they're entertaining to watch run around because they're cool.
Yeah.
But like you get the concept that they're not very bright.
Right.
But other animals you can watch and watch them do some things, you know, just your standard house cat.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, wow, it's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
Right. So if you watched the Bigfoot for a while and you thought, man, he's doing, there's something that he's doing, right? Like maybe he's got a tool.
Yeah.
Like what if he busted out of a tool? Like from like,
he's got a knife. Know. He's carrying a stone knife.
Right.
Yeah.
And he uses it to cut, I don't know, a branch off of a tree or some fruit or something. Man, that'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I don't know if I'd approach him if he had a knife.
Probably not.
Yeah. But I mean, if he, it's, and I already said, like, there's no question in your mind that he's Bigfoot. He's going to be big and strong.
Yes.
So even without the knife, he's, you know, like
intimidating.
There's going to be some intimidation factor for sure.
I don't think I would bother engaging, even if I thought that I would come out better for it, because it doesn't seem worth the risk. I don't want to be like the first person in history to get killed by a Bigfoot. Although I got to say, if Bigfoot is real, Bigfoot's probably killed some people already. And I say Bigfoot, not meaning that there's one Bigfoot and he's been alive for hundreds of years. I just mean if there's a species like that,
sure.
Right? They probably killed people.
Yeah, they probably had to.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like natural, right? Because they've encroached on your territory or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And I don't begrudge any Bigfoot the killing of any human.
it's fine. We're not going to hold it against you, Bigfoot.
I mean, if you're a man eater, if you're like eating flesh, then we got to hunt the Bigfoot probably. But just that one Bigfoot, not all the
Bigfoot. Well, I hope he would. You don't want to waste the carcass. If Bigfoot was forced to kill a guy, like maybe he would use the whole thing.
Maybe.
He'd build some tools out of the bones.
But it, like don't kill just to eat is my
point. Oh, yeah, right.
Right.
Sure.
Is it Bigfoots or Big Feet? What are we going with there? It's Bigfoots.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So what about what? Okay, you've made your decision. You're going to record it, maybe not engage with it. But you go back to your life. You tell your wife about it. You show her the video. How does your life change? What do you do differently on a daily basis from that point forward?
Well, watch the video every day. So there's that. No, I don't think. I might watch it somewhat frequently for a few days or a while, just out of amazement and be like, I can't believe this happened to me. And then I'm sure you would still toss around the idea, just because we're saying right now, okay, I wouldn't share it. Like, it's not quite that easy of a decision, you know, ultimately.
And life is long.
Right. But hey, I think I wouldn't share it because I would feel bad, having it hunted or all those other reasons we already gave. We don't have to rehash that. But I guess it wouldn't change my life much because, you know, unless it did something that's life changing while I watched it, unless I, you know, if I did engage it and like, maybe it
fell in love with it or
right. But you know, could communicate with it somehow, even on a basic or even not so basic level.
Yeah.
Right. That would be pretty life changing.
Yeah.
But other short of that, I doubt it's going to be all that life-changing.
Well, I think you didn't consider one angle, which occurred to me almost as soon as you said it. I'm very skeptical about the existence of Bigfoot right now. I'm also very skeptical about the existence of other cryptids like El Chupacabra or the Loch Ness Monster. And if I see Bigfoot and Bigfoot is a reality, suddenly I have to reevaluate what I thought I knew about the universe, or at least the world I live in. So I think it would make me a little more open-minded, and I might even start paying a little closer attention to some reports of other famous monsters and things like that.
That's fair.
You know, I'd certainly be a bit more thoughtful about, you know, lately I've been thinking a lot about wildlife conservation and the environment and things like that, and feeling pretty bleak because it's pretty clear to me that within a few centuries at most, there's not going to be as much biodiversity on the planet. And in fact, in terms of like macro scale fauna that we can see and hold and stuff like that, not talking about bacteria and insects here, but talking about like mammals and fish and shit like that, right?
Sure.
If, like, we're going to come to a point where probably the, unless we take conscious, deliberate steps to correct this, we're probably going to be in a position where there's only like a handful of animal species that manage to survive and thrive because they're advantageous to us, because they are suited to human cultivation, right? It's just going to be fucking chickens and pigs and cows. And you know what I mean?
And pets.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah,
which was already a sad enough thing on its own.
Right. And like, you know, sitting here, I'm not really thinking about lemurs and bush babies and fucking monitor lizards and all that. Like, that's so abstract. I know they're out there. I've seen them on TV or I've seen them at the zoo. I feel like seeing Bigfoot would really put something in sharp relief for me that seeing a quote unquote regular animal wouldn't. And I bet I'd get more crunchy, man. I bet I'd be much more of a hippie type.
You can get off the grid.
Yeah, exactly.
No, well, I like it.
Go live in the Bigfoot commune.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he'll accept you as one of, I say he, but Bigfoot could be, you know.
Well, I think traditionally Bigfoot is depicted as male.
I mean, right? I saw Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, for sure.
That's probably is pretty accurate.
Have you ever noticed, speaking of, Harry and the Hendersons is a movie they made a TV series out of.
That's right. They did. And what do you think Harry's bacon number is?
Oh, well, okay. So that's interesting because I've noticed, and you've probably noticed this too, in the years since Harry and the Hendersons, when there's like a cutaway live action type gag or commercial that involves a Sasquatch of some sort, they tend to reuse that Harry costume.
Something that looks strikingly similar to it.
And it's very distinctive.
Not surprising though, because you know, I mean, well, it was a good costume, and also, like, that's what you think of when you think of Bigfoot.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's so much, I don't know, character, personality, warmth. Like, it's a very expressive face on that costume. It's recognizable. I see that Bigfoot costume, and I don't think that's a Bigfoot. I think that's Harry.
But that doesn't count. Unless it's the same actor or something, I guess. When I say Harry, like, who played Harry? Was it the same dude that played Chewbacca?
I have no idea who played him. Yeah. We can look that up. John Lithgow was in the movie, though,
right? Oh, you're right. Yeah, he was the dad. Yeah. So that's easy then. Yeah, because John Lithgow's been in a ton of shit.
I'm going to check out...
Lithgow's bacon number is probably 2.
You think so? Is this a bacon bid?
I would bid... Oh, man, I could safely bid 3. 2's tough. 2 would be tough.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know how many... Like, his actual filmography, I'm having a hard time with, right? Like,
yeah.
I think of John Lithgow, and the first thing I think of is probably a couple of TV roles he's been in.
Third
right?
Rock from the Sun,
yeah,
for
Third
sure.
Third Rock from the Sun, and then he did that season of Dexter.
Season of Dexter, yep.
Yeah. One of the better seasons of Dexter, if I remember right.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, Dexter overall was pretty good until it got to the last season.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah. Do you know, I'm looking on IMDb here for who played Harry, and I'm not seeing Harry here. There's Fred Newman is credited as Harry's voice. How are you going to have Harry and the Hendersons and not have Harry as the number one credited role here? Maybe I'm just missing it. You know what? We'll come back to it. We'll handle this one offline. I don't think we need to sit here and wait for me to click through IMDb and shit, right?
Yeah, John Lithgow was in a movie called, I want to say Ricochet was the name of it, with Denzel Washington, and... It was fine. Not Denzel's finest performance, but, you know, hey, you can't win them all. And that's got to be an easy connection. But I don't think Denzel was in a movie directly with Kevin Bacon, right?
No, I don't think so. Cliffhanger. Lithgow was the villain in Cliffhanger, right?
The Stallone movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mountain climbing movie? Maybe a Bigfoot cameo in that. Who knows?
No, it would be a Yeti.
Oh, okay.
They live in the mountains.
Now, look, so this is a little off topic, but suppose you're watching Cliffhanger. Have you ever watched Cliffhanger?
I've seen it, but it's probably was like
a million years ago, right?
Right, exactly.
Suppose there was a scene where Sly encounters a Yeti, and it's like, it's there. He's like, whoa, that was weird. And then the movie, that was my Stallone impression, by the way. And then the movie carries on and never mentions the Yeti again. Does it make Cliffhanger better or worse?
Can you make Cliffhanger worse?
Well, certainly, it's certainly not the worst Sylvester Stallone movie.
No, I guess it's not. He's probably had some pretty bad movies.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Whoa, that's not bad.
Tango and Cash, right? He was in that with Kurt Russell, is that right?
Oh, I thought that was one of those movies where the other character is a dog.
No, you're thinking of Turner and Hooch. That was Tom Hanks.
Oh.
And a dog. Has he been in a movie with a dog?
Jim Belushi in a dog movie.
Oh, K-9. Yeah. That was like a series. I think they made like three of those fucking turds.
Yeah, that's not too surprising. Right. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot's probably pretty decent. I mean, Estelle Getty was in it.
Yeah, but I mean...
What? I mean, she's pretty likable.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Speaking of which, speaking of cop movies with unlikely partners, going back to the Caveman Cop movie, never did arrive at a good title for that flick. So be giving that some thought. If anyone has a good idea for a movie about a buddy cop movie about... a straight man police officer and his caveman partner, please write in mailbag at noexpertspodcast.com. Tweet at us, noexpertspod, because I couldn't make it work. Because the title has to convey that there's a caveman and that it involves the police. That's all I need.
Yeah.
And you think it'd be easy, but I struggled with it. Anyway.
It's got to be a pun. And I'm very bad at coming up with the titles of our episodes. I would think you'd be better at this. It's got to be some kind of pun on Neanderthal.
Oh, I didn't even consider Neanderthal or like Cro-Magnon, yeah. Cop Magnon, maybe. It's not good.
Yeah, Cro-Magnon's harder to come up with a pun.
You think
for.
So?
Yeah. Yeah.
Poe Magnon, maybe. Yeah. That's not good. Anyway, Bigfoot.
It could be Cro-Magnum. And then the cop could be Dirty Harry himself.
Well, a Dirty Harry type.
Because all of his Dirty movies Harry. Were called like Magnum something, like Magnum Force.
No, that's not true. Deadpool was like the first hit Dirty Harry Callahan movie.
No, that was like the last Dirty Harry
Callahan movie.
Yeah.
Deadpool was first, wasn't it?
No, that was like the final one.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
It had like the GNR Axl Rose bit in there, right? Right? You don't remember that?
Was that in the Deadpool?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, that was like the last one. He was already pretty old by then.
Oh.
And it started to become not so believable that he was a badass cop.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I was asking, though, was does your answer change if it's a different monster? If it's not Bigfoot, if it's the Loch Ness Monster, are you handling it the same way?
Well, you can't. It'd be hard to approach the Loch Ness Monster because it's in a loch.
But I meant more from the standpoint of, would you tell anyone?
Oh, no. No, it doesn't change at all. That doesn't change.
What if it's like definitely a dangerous creature? You see a werewolf or a vampire.
I mean, it's easier to feel less sorry for a creature that like seems to be dangerous, right? Mm. But no. Well, we also know that if it's a vampire, I'm going to ask it to turn me.
Yeah, we have previously established that. Right. On
go back to episode 6 and listen, and you'll.
I don't think that was episode.
No,
six.
I just said the first random number that came into my mind. But somewhere in our back catalog, there's an episode we did about vampires.
Yeah,
that probably has a punny name.
It's something about the embrace, embracing the embrace. I think. Was
oh,
the
I think
title.
That was it.
Yeah.
Nice.
But you got to be careful because we did another episode that was like embracing the embrace 2, but it was about how we don't hug people.
I think you're right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was a thing. Yeah, good times. So, no, I still don't think it does because you like, hey, take out the fact that, you know, it's easier to feel good or bad for a friendly versus non-friendly animal. But you still need to try to apply the same logic.
I guess so.
There's other people involved and affected by this. You know, that's people that live in the area, wherever this creature resides.
Yeah, those poor innocent Transylvanians.
Yeah.
You know, although I should point out, and I'm sure some listeners would take issue if I didn't, if it's a vampire or a werewolf, that's a very different story because there's still an element of humanity. Like it started as a person, right? It's still intelligent if it's a vampire or a werewolf.
Yeah, that's good.
Right. Bad example, perhaps.
Yeah, all animals have some level of intelligence.
Yeah, but I mean, it's different when it's a human. And maybe this is a point that we differ on. In fact, I'm pretty sure it is a point we differ on. While I have a sense of humanity and compassion for animals in general, they're not the same as humans, and they don't necessarily deserve to be treated as well as I'd treat a human. Yeah,
we're going to differ on it.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to differ on that one. Yeah.
But that's fine. You know, if it's a chupacabra, which is not a human thing, a chupacabra is just a nasty little monster, right?
Yeah. Like if that existed, that thing would be scary as hell.
Yeah, sure. And it'd be a pest as well. Even if you weren't afraid of it, it destroys livestock, you know? So like, I'd be okay with those things being hunted.
I don't think I'd even stick around though to take the footage of it.
Yeah.
Like the first thing you should do if you see one of those is try to get the fuck away.
Okay.
Like unnoticed.
Yeah.
Like don't stick. It's like those, you know, those fucking idiots that like see a grizzly bear and they try to like get a selfie with it or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing? Don't do that if you see a chupacabra. Just leave.
Do you think we ought to explain chupacabra? Do you think people know what a chupacabra is?
Yeah, people know.
Okay.
If you're listening to this show, you know.
Okay. What's another cryptid? I really want to pick one that maybe is a little bit less well known. Did you have any where you grew up? Did you have any fucking ghosts or monster story type things?
No.
What about like I don't know, like some Indian legend type shit?
No.
Nothing like that?
I mean,
that?
No. There was like some supposedly like I think everybody has like an old closed insane asylum or something that is supposed to be haunted. But because you said ghosts, but that's different. That's not that's not the same thing as
that's true.
The Bigfoot or the Chupacabra.
You're
right.
You're right.
Like, we can't just group ghosts into this category.
You're on a hike and you find a nest of ghosts. Their mother is nowhere to be found.
Yeah, what do you do?
They've just hatched. Do you tell the park ranger?
Yeah. I mean, you might not believe in Bigfoot, but ghosts is, that's a different episode. We'll tackle that one at a very future date.
I think we've briefly touched on the afterlife and spirits and stuff like that before, but
we should
probably come back around to that someday. There's got to be another. Okay, so we had like two that I remember growing up. One was just obviously fake and no one actually believed it, which is the alligator man of the Uwaris. Which is just that there was a guy who had fucked up skin who was crazy living in the Uwari Mountains. No one really believed that. And he wasn't a monster anyway, right? The other one was probably a monster, but it was a hoax. And it's the Lizard Man of Teal, South Carolina. You ever heard of this?
No.
I think there's a Wikipedia article. It's not that interesting, though. But people would claim that they spotted him in the summers and shit like that. And the local news would always do a spot. I remember WSOC TV Channel 9 out of Charlotte, I think, would always have a news story about it every year or something like that.
What part of South Carolina did it supposedly reside in?
I don't remember the name of the town was Teal. I don't remember where Teal is. So make of that what you will. But no, there's got to be. What about the Jersey Devil?
I mean, I've heard of the Jersey Devil, but I'm not from Jersey.
Oh, sure. But I mean, if you see the Jersey Devil, that's a little bit different, right? Because there's only meant to be one of them. Does that, like, it's not really an endangered species. It's just like a, I guess, kind of a weird supernatural being of some sort.
Yeah.
I mean,
again, it would probably scare the shit out of me and I wouldn't know what to do. And I would probably try to hide and hope it goes away.
You'd record it still, though, no?
Maybe.
And would you tell anyone?
It's going to be so dependent on in a situation like that, right? On if you think how dangerous you think it is.
Mm.
I tend to go towards no on these, on all of these, even if you think it's some kind of dangerous creature or animal or being or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, it's going to disrupt other people. And for the most part, I don't see the point in having, like, what's going to happen? Don Jr. and his friends are just going to go fucking hunting. Right? What good does that do?
Well, I mean, if the Jersey Devil is a danger to people, I guess that's a net positive, right?
Maybe, but how would I know? Just yeah. based on legend that this thing's, unless I happen to encounter it and it is currently like dragging a half alive victim right. into the woods and in about to eat it,
right.
then it'd be a little different. I don't know if I'm brave enough to try to save this person. Maybe.
Well,
do you like, if that's the case, do you like grab the nearest stick and try to like intervene? You might owe it to it, but you might also just end up dead yourself.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know. The thing about it though is you hear about all these legendary monsters and you never really hear specifics about people actually being threatened or harmed by them. Like I hear about the Jersey Devil and it's like, oh yeah, it's this weird winged creature that lives in the swamps of New Jersey or something like that. But I never hear about like, yeah, they in 1971, it killed 3 football players who were drinking in the swamp or something like that, right? Like, it's always just a suggestion that there might be something dangerous or menacing about it.
Right.
It's never like hard and fast, like this thing will fucking kill you if you set foot on this property or whatever.
Or somebody that, like, where there's a known, like, missing person and it's supposedly attributed towards that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, hey, this person's been gone. Like, no one's seen this actual person. But there is proof that this was an actual real person.
Yeah, and the rumor is that the Mothman got him or something, yeah. right?
Right. Isn't there, with the Mothman, wasn't there something where it did hurt somebody? Or?
So, I never seen that movie, and I don't really know that much about the folklore.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I do know that apparently, like, part of it, and the reason why the movie is called like the Mothman Prophecy or something like that, is because the Mothman would appear right before a disaster and people started to think that the Mothman was responsible for causing them.
Oh.
And there was like a correlation between a Mothman appearance and like the collapse of a bridge in which a bunch of people died. I don't know anything else about it.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't know that the Mothman is actually the cause of it, or maybe the observer.
Well, yeah, that's true, right? That's a common fallacy, right?
Yeah.
The belief that correlation equals is the causation. Same as causation, yeah. yeah.
I've heard that before.
Sure. aliens, is that worth getting into? We kind of talked about aliens
before. Yeah. I think they're not that different. I think we've come to a conclusion on this.
It's good. It's good, man. And pretty tight, too. We're just now at like 37, almost 38 minutes.
Well, people will be happy about that because we've had a little feedback that imagine that sometimes we can
Now listen, don't make it sound like that. We've not had feedback that says the episodes are too long. We've just had feedback that the shorter episodes are better.
Oh,
it's a little bit different, okay. right? So, okay.
Either way, I'm offended. I'm going to take that to heart. I read all the comments.
Yeah, it's not hard. It only takes about 5 minutes a month.
Yeah.
So I did want to come back around to something, though, and this is a follow-up on our last episode, whose title I don't remember. Oh, how does a car work? Right? That was the title, wasn't it?
Coulda, shoulda had a V8.
Oh, yeah, that's something right.
Like that. Yeah.
So Thomas tweeted at us, the only car idiom I can think of that might be worth exploration is lemon. Why are shitty cars referred to as citrus fruit? Any idea?
Yeah, that's a good question. No, I mean, to be, you know, is upfront as possible, like nothing. I saw that a couple of days ago and I thought about that. I was like, wow, that is a good question. But no, I mean, nothing likely comes to mind other than like, I guess the most likely thing I can think of is there's two things I thought of, and the more likely of the two is that I don't know why you'd have a negative connotation over about a lemon, other than like maybe they don't taste good. They leave a sour taste in your mouth or bitter taste, right? That's about it. Because look, it can't be very old because cars aren't that old.
Sure.
Right? So it's not like this dates back to like the 16th century or something.
Well, hang on. You're making an assumption there that there's a one-to-one relationship between that use of lemon and it's specifically its application to automobiles.
That's a fair point because more often than not, we're used to hearing it with cars.
But yeah.
Certainly you could say it about something else. Like I don't know if you had the new iPhone and it was acting up, right? And,
yeah.
And you know, no one else seemed to be, you were having problems with yours. Somebody might say, hey, it sounds like you just got a lemon.
Yeah.
And you'd know, like, that strictly speaking is talking only about your particular one, not that the whole line of them is bad.
Well, so I want to, let's dig into that a little bit, because I think there's two different uses of lemon that you've just highlighted, and I've heard both of them. I don't know which one's more common. I guess when I hear lemon, the first thing I think of is specifically like a used car that the salesman knew was no good and still sold you. I guess it doesn't have to be used, but the point is that the salesman knew it wasn't a good car and let you buy it anyway. Huh. And then the second meaning, which you brought up, and I've certainly also heard, is, hey, maybe in general the model of car is fine, but this one specific one that came off the line is no good for some reason. Right? And it's no fault of the design of the vehicle in general. It's just the specific one.
That's how I've always heard it, whether it's new or used, like, hey, you got a lemon, like, it's just like, man, that's shitty luck. But it's not. Yeah. I don't know there to be intentional deceit from like the salesman though. Like, they knew it was a lemon. Mm. I guess, how could you not though? Especially if it wasn't like a car salesman at like a used lot or a new lot. And a new lot, you might not know because maybe it's never been driven. Even a used lot, you might not know because they're not probably driving all the cars, especially the salesman.
And I know, look, obviously we don't know a lot about cars, but I do know that there are things that you can do to a car that's in bad shape to make it run well enough in the short term that it wouldn't turn up on a test drive, right?
But you would know if it was your car you owned and you were selling it on Craigslist or Auto Trader or something. And that'd be a shitty thing to do, to try to pass off your problem onto somebody else.
So I think with the meaning of the lemon being, hey, you just got a bad one out of the batch, maybe it has something to do with like an assortment of candies like jelly beans or gumdrops or something that come in multiple flavors. And lemon is usually not anyone's preference for those. And if you got a bad one, oh, I got a lemon, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that has some correspondence here.
Or maybe even just like literally a fruit basket.
Yeah.
And it's like, if there was a basket of fruit sitting here right now,
yeah,
there's some bananas in there, some apples, some pears, some plums. All those things you might grab because you could just eat it.
Sure.
The lemon, you're not just going to fucking eat. You got to do something with that, right? Like, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
Yeah, sure.
But like, that takes some actual, like, you can't just, like, no one wants that lemon, a single lemon, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
So yeah, that, I like that.
So let's look it up.
Well,
let's...
the other thing I thought of, and this is not it, let me tell you that.
Okay.
Is, it could be somebody's name, because there is like the lemon law.
Yeah, I've heard of that, right? Some kind of consumer protection law about being able to return a car or some shit like that.
Right.
As a certain number,
like, you get a number of days after you buy it, and if it turns out to be a lemon, you can take it back, I guess. And maybe that law comes from somebody by the name of Lemon, but that seems pretty freaking unlikely.
All right, let's see what we got here. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so this time around, I'm going to Wikipedia because there's an actual article specifically about this. Believe it or not.
Why cars are called lemons?
Well, the article is lemon, and then in parentheses, automobile.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So, okay, here we go. In U.S. English, a lemon is a vehicle, often new, that turns out to have several manufacturing defects affecting its safety, value, or utility. So that's definitely the second meaning that you brought up. And I guess that's the most common. Maybe I've just misunderstood lemon in the past.
Yeah, it could have just been misused too.
So the Lemon Law, the formal name of it is the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act, and that's clearly not someone's name then. But here's the section on etymology. The words used to describe a highly flawed item predates its use in describing cars and can be traced back to the beginning of the 20th century as a British and American slang term. The British use is derived from the U.S. use and is less precise or specific. To be sold a lemon is a little different from sold a pup. I don't know what the fuck that means, but we previously talked about buying a pig in a poke, I think. Do you remember talking about that one? Sort of the same.
Maybe.
Okay, well, anyway. Didn't
stick.
If not, we'll revisit that one. I don't think we did it on the show, though. I think we talked about it in the... anyway, it was related to... letting the cat out of the bag. Yeah. Does that jog your memory a little?
I definitely remember talking about that. And I even remember the etymology of that. And I remember pigs in a blanket. We talked about that.
Yes. So its first attribution to mean a problematic car was in a Volkswagen advertisement. Oh, this is going back to Mad Men, because this advertisement was featured in an episode of Mad Men, created by Julian Koenig and Helmut Krohn as part of an advertisement campaign managed by William Birnbach, all advertising executives, blah, blah, blah. Who gives a shit? And if you haven't seen it, it was a shot of the Beetle, a photo of the Beetle, and it was just labeled lemon underneath.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember?
No.
I guess we can tweet out a shot of it. All right,
yeah.
Economist George Akerlof, in his 1970 paper, The Market for Lemons, Quality Uncertainty and the Market Mechanism, identified the severe lemon problems that may afflict markets characterized by asymmetrical information, whatever that means. So I guess, yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean a car, but that still doesn't help me understand, like, to be sold a lemon in general. What the hell does a lemon have to do with
it? Yeah, this is not giving a good explanation why it's the lemon law versus the lime law.
Yeah. Okay, so this other person on Quora, which I don't like Quora at all.
Yeah, but
the noun lemon in those days, the early days of the 20th century, meant a worthless thing or a disappointment in general.
So it's just something somebody would say.
Imagine that someone gave you an orange. You'd be pleased with that, right? Yeah. You can eat an orange right away. It's delicious. Imagine someone gave you a lemon. Not nearly as good.
But people at some time used to say, hey, that's real swell. And when they did, they wouldn't be talking about lemons, because if somebody said, that's a real lemon, it was just something somebody would say when something was worthless. I'm just talking about, like, so 50s slang, apparently.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's nifty. You're a real cool cat.
It's the bee's Jonathan. Knees.
Yeah,
the cat's pajamas.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
I think
that, what does that mean?
I think that's actually Prohibition era slang, like the 20s.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. I got a book. You might want to read it. I got a book about Prohibition slang. You might find interesting.
What are the cat's pajamas?
Just something that's cool. But why is it the cat's pajamas? I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, for some reason, I don't say pajamas, by the way. I say pajamas. But I say the cat's pajamas.
Yeah, either one's fine.
No, I'd never say the cat's pajamas.
You could, though.
But I wouldn't.
Everyone would know what you meant if you did.
But then they'd say, why did you say pajamas? I swear everyone says the cat's pajamas.
They do. But when you say pajamas, when you're talking, like, just in general in a conversation, if it ever comes up, which probably doesn't very often, but certainly it has at some point in your life, do people normally say, why do you say pajamas?
No, because it's a well-known regional difference in pronunciation, right?
Does everybody from your region say that?
Pajamas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea if pajamas. I'm going to assume that's the normal thing people say where I grew up, because I say it.
Yeah.
And that seems likely then that everyone else around me used to say that. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just the people in my house.
But it's a weird thing, right? And I wish I had another example for you. But I feel like a lot of the time with idioms, even if your regional pronunciation of a word would differ, you still say it the way that the idiom is said by and large.
Yeah, you're right.
I really wish I had another example of it. But if anyone out there can think of one, send it in. mailbag@noexpertspodcast.com or tweet at us @noexpertspod. Maybe we could even make a whole episode out of something like that, depending on what we get, you know, from the listeners.
There's probably some, like, freaking Bostonian thing that you say. Like, how you like them apples.
Is that a Bostonian thing, or are you just saying that because it was in Good Will Hunting?
Well, obviously both. They're not mutually exclusive, Jonathan.
some Beantown slang.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what they call Boston?
I think it's known as Beantown.
You know, apparently,
even though that big ass bean is in Chicago.
Well, it's not called the bean, though, is it? It's called, like, it's got some more abstract name than that.
Probably, but everybody just calls it the shiny bean.
Oh, for sure. For sure. All right. Well, I tell you what, why don't we wrap it up there? Plan to do it again in 2 weeks. What do you think? Shall we keep this thing going?
Yeah, might as well.
We've
gone this far. You know what would make it a lot better, though?
What's that?
Or easier? People sent in content.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We're starving for it, guys. It's really hard. I don't mean to sound like I'm complaining, because this is a hobby and I have a lot of fun with it, right?
Yeah, it is fun.
But sometimes it is a little challenging to come up with a good topic. And more often than not, we luck into them, or at least what I think are good topics. Yeah. But it's always cool to hear something from someone who has a different perspective or has different values. So definitely hit us up, even if you think it's something silly to talk about.
Yeah, I love talking about Bigfoot today, and it is silly. And you would think like that was so easy. Why did it take 52 episodes or 104 weeks or whatever to come up with that one, right? I don't know why. It just never occurred to me that there's content there. Like at some time last week, I saw something about Bigfoot, and then I was like, oh man, yeah. Like, but I've probably seen a million things about Bigfoot. So why did it occur to me to say what would I do if I ran into one? I don't know. Never thought about it before. But look, that's the way it goes. So if something like that pops into your head, instead of keeping it to yourself, email it to us.
Especially if it's something that you would have commented on the fun bag and now you can't.
Yeah, because there is no comment section.
That's right.
Bring back the comment section of the fun bag.
That's right. We're talking to you, Drew, by the way.
Drew listens.
I know you're listening.
He does.
All right. Great. Well, thanks for listening, Drew, and everyone else. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.